Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi, the last and final Daf of our Dear Maseches Makos. So it's Daf Chav Gimel, and we are Daf Chav Dalet, and we are on the bottom of Chav Gimel and Beis. Four lines off the bottom. Dorash Rabbi Simloi. The following was taught by Rabbi Simloi. We all know that the magic number is 613, right? Sheish Meyos Ushleish Esrei Mitzvahs. A total of 613 mitzvahs Nemruloi Lemoshe were given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Sinai. And they are split as follows. Shloish Meyos Vashishim Mechamesh, 365 Lavin, do nots, right? Don't do's. Keminyan Yemais HaCham, corresponding to the 365 days in a solar year. And the remaining 248, Umasayim Varboim Meshmoina, they are mitzvahs asay, positive mitzvahs, connected to Varav Shel Adam, corresponding to the amount of limbs inside a person. Says the Rivan, what's the significance? It carries a great lesson. It's connected to the days of the year, all the time. There are no off days. Yiddishkeit is a full-time privilege. And with our entire being, all 248 Ivarim. So that's the message. 248 Ivarim, the entire person, the entire time. Amar Rav Amnon, Mikra, where is this hinted in the Pasuk? Torah Tzivalana Moshe, Barasha Kilas Yaakov. And the word Torah is almost 613. Actually, it's only Begematria 611. Shis Mia V'chatzri Havi. Why? Because 611 were handed out by Moshe Rabbeinu, but the other two directly from Hashem. Anoichi and V'lo Yilecha, the first two of the Aseres HaDibros, V'pi HaGvura Shamanum, we heard them directly from Hashem. So Torah was from Moshe, plus two from Hashem, for a total of 613. So initially, it was a 613 spread. Later on, Bo David, David HaMelech came, and he saw that the generations got, you know, weaker, and less capable. He realized that it's too broad of a scope. So he concentrated them into 11. Have us focus on 11 primary mitzvahs to grant us eternal success. Now the Rivan puts it like this, four lines from the top. He says, Shebitchilo yitzadikim. I'll just read it inside. He says, initially there were great tzadikim, with very great capabilities, v'hayu yichaylim l'kabel ol mitzvahs harvi. Avoderes achrayim with the later generations. Lo yavu tzadikim l'kach. They weren't on the same level. People are lishmar kulam. They have to meticulously adhere to all of them and focus on all of them at once. It's just going to slip away. Ein lecha adam shazoich. Nobody will really be zoiche to eternal perfection. Uba David v'midon k'dei sheyizku im mekaimu yudalef mitzvahs halalu. So it's not like Chas v'Shalom, he deduct, he canceled the rest. He placed an emphasis. Let's focus on these 11 primary, pivotal mitzvahs, which will give us the ticket to Olam Haba. V'chein kol shah deirah shel mat hochem v'smat na'isa. Likewise, we're going to see, it went even further down to 6, to 3, to 1, in accordance with the generations. With the, you know, with their diminishing abilities. So David HaMelech came and he focused on 11. And interestingly enough, we'll see that they primarily deal with bein adam l'chaver, interpersonal relationships, integrity and honesty and things like that, which seem to be the things to focus on. V'midan al-chasasri d'chsiv. We have a pasuk in Tehillim. Mizmor leDavid, Hashem, mi yogur ba'alecha. Who's going to dwell eternally with Hashem? Mi yishkan ba'kodshecha. Who's this lucky man? What's the process? What's the program? So he goes on to list 11 aspects of adherence of righteousness, which will allow us to achieve success, eternal success. Hoylech tamim, person who's trusting in Hashem and accepts all challenges with equanimity. With tamimus, right? Tamim tia, Hashem alakecha. Don't try to outsmart the system. Just be led along by Hashem. Upayel tzedek, person who engages in honesty, even in his heart, inside himself. He's consistent in terms of his emes. He's not looking to mislead people. He tries not to step on other people's toes. He feels responsible to prevent shame from befalling any one of his relatives. He tries to lead them on in the right direction. He's not engaged in taking ribbis, v'sheichad al noki l'lokach nor, allowing himself to be bribed. One who engages in these praiseworthy activities, he lives his life accordingly, he will be lo yimut l'olam, he will never falter, meaning eternally. Okay, what are these 11? Hoylech tamim, ze Avram. Reminiscent to what Avrino did, he was a hoylech tamim v'chsiv, he's salach lefana v'yesam. Hashem says, walk before me and be samim. Rashi says, in the Chumash, what's meant? What does tamim mean? Shetiye sholem b'chol nisyoy nisayishin. Successfully experience my challenges, meaning be trusting and overcome the silliness as they're presented to you without griping and complaining, knowing that it's all for the best. Poel Tzedek. Who's a Poel Tzedek? An honest worker. Kegoin, we have a classic story in the Gemara Tanis, Abba Chilkiyo. He was greeted by the Chachamim out in the field while he was working for an employer. He did not bother responding so as not to steal from his employer's time. That's an honest worker. V'David Emes B'Lavavai, speaking Emes in his heart, Kegoin Rav Safra, the famous story that he was offered a deal, Rav Safra was, and he was in the middle of Krishna. So the person offered, $1,000 for the car, and he didn't respond because he was in the middle of Krishna. Customer, thinking that he wasn't happy with the amount, increased his offer. When Rav Safra was finished Krishna, he turned to him, he says, actually, I'll sell it to you for the original amount. The man was flabbergasted. He says, because in my heart, I had already committed to that amount. When you offered it, I accepted it. I couldn't speak because I was in the middle of Krishna. So he was a Daiver Emes B'Lavavai. By him, even thoughts, even notions, or as good as done. That's a true MS person. Lo regal al shayna, there's no falsehood on his tongue. Who's the classic? Ze Yaakov Avinu, right? Tachsiv. He epitomized MS when his mother, Rivka, tried to get him to go to Yitzchak to decoy as Esav. Ulai Yimusheni Avi. V'yisi benav kimasas amtateya. I don't want to because I might be caught in the act, and it's not my thing to present falsely. It turns out that Rivka told him, you have to do it because, as she says, it was told to me, right? It was told to me, and the Targum says, it was told to me, b'nevuah. Are you meant to do this? So ultimately he was pushed into it, but in terms of his personality, his character, he had an aversion to sheker, anything that appeared to be related to falsehood. What is that? Mishal Yarad Lomus Chaber? He didn't compete with his fellow Jews' business. And the Mefarshim point out, even if it's acceptable according to the halacha, but if he sees it's interfering with somebody else's livelihood, keep away. Hashem will provide for you. You don't need to. V'cherpa l'nasal kreivai. What does that mean? Makarav is kreivav. He does kirov. But not only Kirov Ruchaikim, he does Kirov Karoivim. He sees relatives in need of chizuk, of encouragement. He doesn't sit back silently and allow that to happen, allow his relatives to fall off the track. He goes and he protects them from cherpa, from shame, and he's mekarev them to encourage them and do the right thing. Nivz Ibn of Nimos, a fellow who, if somebody is ma'os to Hashem, is repulsive to Hashem, then in my eyes he has no value either. I look down on him. Who's that? Who's the example in history? Ze Chizkiyo HaMelech, who had a father, Achaz, who wasn't a very righteous man, who did Avodah Zarah. So he was nimas to Hashem. Chizkiyahu HaMelech had a similar attitude to him as well. Shegirer atzmos aviv, and therefore he dragged the remains of his father. Mitzvah chavalim is bed made of ropes, not in a very honorable, respectful way for a king to be buried, because if he behaved that way towards Hashem, he's lowly in my eyes as well. And in fact, it was also meant to bring him kapara, right? Ve'ezirei Hashem yichabed, he accords the greatest honor to Hashem's people. Zei Yoshafet Melech Yehuda, he was a king on his own right. Nevertheless, when he saw Talmud Chacham, he jumped out of his throne to honor him. Shebashah Shayarei Talmud Chacham, when he would see Talmud Chacham Hayoyim Bekisi, he would get up. Umachapke Menashki hug and kiss him, Bekurla, and call out to him, Rabbi, Rabbi, Mori, Mori. Nishba Laharav Layomer. He adheres to his oaths, to his promises, in an extreme way. Who's that? Rabbi Yechanan, like Rabbi Yechanan, the Dam Rabbi Yechanan. When he would be pressured in the house of the Nasi to partake in a meal, and he was trying to avoid them, and he would say, Ehei betanis, I'm right now declaring a fast day upon myself, until I get home. I'm not eating until then. So this way they were off his back. And the truth is that halachically, it doesn't really hold water, because a fast, it has to encompass an entire day. You can't just, you know, wake up middle of the day and say, well, but nevertheless, once he said it, he kept to it. Interesting story about the Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. In his very old age, I forget what, maybe when he turned 90, suddenly they noticed that he started putting on tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, which is not, you know, typical for a, you know, Litvish Gadol, you know, it wasn't, not really on the program. And he started wearing tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, something which he didn't do his entire life. So somebody asked him, why are you suddenly wearing tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam? You know, in addition to Rashi, he's wearing... So he said, I'll tell you a story. In my youth, somebody once tickled me. He says, you know, kibbutz me. What's going to be with Rabbeinu Tam tefillin? And I said, you know what? When I turn 90, I'll worry, I'll, you know. And here I am. So even though he didn't necessarily mean it, it was in jest. But if he said it, I keep to it. Second he turned 90, he's wearing a Rabbeinu Tam. You know, they asked Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, why did he have, what's the chus, what merit did he, in merit to live a long life? So he says, you know, it's hard for a person to know Hashem's calculations, Hashem's reasons, but I'll tell you one thing. Never in my life did I ever say something which was not true. Titan MS Liyakiv, right? So MS brings Arichas Yom. Nishba Lahorav Liyom. Next on the list is Kasper Lenosa Beneshech. He lent his money without accepting interest. Rafilu. So these are not, you know, plain halachas. These are, you know, sort of extra levels of righteousness, extra levels of care. And the point is, Afilu Beribus Levit Kichavim. Even taking interest from a guy, Afilu Beribus Levit Kichavim, he didn't do. Lest it bring him to do the same by a yid. And some learn this as dafka by a person who had already stumbled on it. He's, you know, trying to do teshuvah. So this is sort of an extra precaution. Actually, it's a Taisus in Bava Metzia. It says that, you know, typically we do lend by a guy. We, you know, we're not concerned about ribbis. In fact, he says that's our whole you know, economic system is based on banking, and then, you know, that's where we get our parnasa. It's chayin nefesh. We can't necessarily adhere to this chumra. Okay, v'sheichad anoki lo lakach. He didn't take, he turned down sheichad payment, you know, payouts of bribery in an extreme way. For example, going to Bishmol Rabbi Yossi, there's a story that he had a field, and he had a sharecropper who would bring him, you know, bring the boss his weekly share every Friday. He would bring him a basket of fruit, and suddenly he shows up on Thursday with a basket of fruit. What's going on? How come you're a day early? So he says, well, actually, I came to your bezin for a dinner, so once I'm here, I figured I'll bring along the fruit. He refused to take it because it, you know, it smelled from sheichad. So he did it. So he turned down even the appearance, something which had an element, a slight element of sheichad. So a fellow was careful, extra careful with all these things, MS and achleikis and you know, all these things. Oyse ele, one who adheres to these things, loyimet loylam, he will have eternal success and never falter. So the pasuk says ksiv, right? Oyse ele, loyimet loylam. It sounds like unless you keep them all, Right? The entire list is what gets you success. So Kishayir Rav Gamliel, Magil, Rav Gamliel came to this pasuk. He would break down, he would say, how is that possible? Omar Mando Avad Lelukulu. You mean only one who keeps the entire checklist? Hud Le'imayt. On him it says Le'imayt. Ha Chadam Anayi. What if he's, you know, just keeps one or a couple of them? Yimayt. He'll falter. Omar Le'i. So they said, no. It doesn't mean the entire list. It means keep at least some on that list. I mean, to achieve real success, you got to do it all. But Le'imayt is even on part of it. Miksiv Oisek Kol Eil. Does it then say only one who keeps the entire list? Oisek Eiliksiv. One who keeps these. Ksiv. That's what it says. Afilu Chadumina. Even one of them. He's careful with one. He grabs hold of one thing. Adopts one virtue completely, entirely. Like we said before, yesterday, based on the Rambam, that if you adopt something entirely, b'shleimus, completely, that's also. That's also achieving success. Because otherwise, if you're not going to say it that way, what about the pasuk in Vayikra? It says, don't become impure by touching all these things. We're talking about either Arayas there or seems from the Gemara actually speaking about coming into contact with these dead creatures, things which impart tuma. Al tetamu b'cholelo. Which almost sounds like, unless you touch them all, you're not tummy. Hasam nami dir as well, hanageh b'chol eilu hudim tummy. Only one who touches all those creatures, he becomes tummy. B'chadim nayu aloy, but only one of them does not give you tumor. Of course not. El alam. B'achas b'chol eilu. Apparently when it says b'chol eilu, it means one of these. Hachanam here as well, regarding the mitzvahs. David HaMelech enumerated for us. The 11 are a grand list, but b'achas b'chol eilu, even one of them, a part of them, get you somewhere. So David HaMelech's list encompassed 11 mitzvahs. And then as the Rivan explained, it kept on diminishing due to the degeneration of the generations, right? Due to our limited capacity, now our diminishing abilities. Ubo Yishayo, Amidan al-Shesh. Yishayo HaMelech, Hanavi came and he crunched it down to six mitzvahs. Achsiv, hoylich tzedakis, v'doi ben meyshara, moyes bevetzem ha'ashakis, no yair, kavav mitmech ba'ashoicha, oyteim, oyes na mishmoy adamim, v'oyitze v'enov, miro esbiro. As follows. Hoylich tzedakis. Referring to the way of Avraham Avinu, tachsiv ki yidat v'lman sh'yitzav. So it means to adhere to Hashem's mitzvahs personally and to pass it on to the kids. Hoylich tzedakis, pass it on to the next generation. B'machanach, educate your kids accordingly. As per Avraham Avinu's tremendous investment in this field, his big focus was on his kids, on his descendants, to carry on the way of Hashem. Who's that? He's careful not to hurt, to verbally hurt somebody in public. Moyes bevetza ma'ashakos. Money which is dishonest, stolen money, to him it's repulsive. What's a prime example of this type of kigoyin Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha? He was a kohen. So it happens that this fellow walks in with a bundle of freshly cut wool, Reishis HaGeiz, right? The matana that you give to a kohen. He didn't want to take it because it turns out that his regular recipient was a different kohen. And to him it looked like he felt like he was infringing on the other kohen's, regular portion. So he kept away from it, even though technically nothing wrong, it's not really gezel, but Erlachkeit, right? Erlachkeit. Noyer kapov mitmech b'sheichat. That was a story we said before regarding the payoff to the judge, Kuhn Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, but the sharecropper brought him the fruit ahead of time. It smelled from Sheikhar, he kept away. Oyteim ozna mishma adamim. He shuts his ears from hearing, from listening to things which are denigrating regarding Talmid Chachamim. Delay Shama, he's unwilling to listen, to keep his ears open. Bezilusa the Turbi Rabbana b'shasik. It never happened that he heard Zilusa, something degrading about a Talmud Chacham, and he remained silent. Right? So if he hears something, he speaks up, he protests. What's a classic example of this? Kegoin, Rabbi Elazar Shimon, as discussed in the Gemara B'Metzia. He wasn't buried for many years, and due to his holiness, his body stayed intact, except for one time. His wife noticed there was a worm crawling out of his ear. She got all startled, and that night she had a dream. Her husband came to her in a dream and says, you know why it happened? Because one time it so happens that I heard something not so complimentary about a Talmud Chacham being said, and I didn't stop it. I didn't protest properly. That's why I had that Einish. Interestingly, the Rivan, if you look at it, the words of the Rivan, he says it's on the left column here. He says on the fourth line, Alma b'chayev ha'yirog l'daktik b'kach. Interesting. He says, because he was so careful, just the opposite, because he was so careful, he had such a high standard to resist listening to this type of stuff. That's why he had special hakpod. Hashem was exceptionally particular about it, that he was going to be punished even for a slight deviation from his high standard. Interesting. When you have a higher standard, Hashem wants to have you maintain those standards. So perhaps an ordinary person would not have been called to task for, you know, not being moicha to such a great extent, but he was so careful in this regard, so when he slipped a little bit on his level, he got punished. And finally we have number 6, which is Voitzeim Einav Merois Bira, keeping one's eyes in the right place. Kid Rav Chiya Bar Abba, as he explained, Rav Chiya Bar Abba, who is this referring to? Refrains from peering at the women while they're standing on the river and doing their laundry, where they might become a little exposed. So if one has to go in that direction, at least be careful with his eyes to maintain them in purity. Uksiv, and the pasuk continues, the next pasuk promises that this individual keeps to these standards. He's ech to the highest madrigas. Who Meremi Mishkan will live on the highest levels in eternity, for eternity. So those are the 6 that Yeshayahu established. And furthermore, we have the next level, which is down to 3. Bo Micha. Micha came along with Midan al-Shalish and concentrated into 3 places of focus. We emphasize Mishpat, Chesed, and Tznius. Tichsiv Yigid Lecha Adam is a pasuk in Micha. Did anybody ever tell you what's really considered good? What's the key to success? Uma Hashem Derish Mechamot Hashem. Expecting of you? 3 principles. Kima says Mishpat. Keep Erlich, justice, emes. Havas Chesed. Be generous, be giving. Vatznei Alech Melekecha. Do everything you do with tznius, with modesty, out of the limelight, between you and Hashem. When a person says Tznei Alecha, that's a sign that he's Imalei Kecha, he's with Hashem. He's not trying to impress, not trying to promote himself to others. So number 1 is Asoyis Mishpat, Zehadin. Everything's with Erlichkeit, with Emes, integrity, with honesty. Avas Chesed, Zekmilas Chasadim, right? Vatznei Aleches. The word Leches, says the Rivan, refers to specifically 2 things. Pasuk in Kehelas says, Toiv leleches, right? El beis ovel, mileches el beis mishta. A person can get more inspiration from going to a base of an ovel, which allows them to put things in perspective, prioritize his life, better than going to a wedding and enjoying himself, right? So the loshen leleches applies to these 2 activities, going to a levaya, going to a wedding. As ne'el leches, zehoytza asameis, machnasas kala. And the point of the pasuk is, even if you were generous in these things, you contributed, you participated in, you know, financing these mitzvahs, right? And do it, but do it modestly. Don't look for fame. Don't look for recognition. Look, we have a kavachim. Umad varam she'ein darkan, lasoysen betzina. these activities that we just mentioned, financing a poor man's levaya, or a wedding, chanasas kala. Typically, these aren't publicized. I think that are done quietly, discreetly. Omra Torah vasnei lecha tila Torah insists that you take care. Be doubly careful that they're kept, you know, out of the limelight. Kept tznius. Kept anonymous. Dvarim shedakon la'aseis mitzinah, certainly, things which are typically done. Sorry, just the opposite. But ma'adom she'ein dakon la'aseis mitzinah, if even these things which are typically not kept on the wraps, they're, you know, public things or events that people know about. Amro tayi ratz ne'alecha, still the Torah insists that if you were involved, if you contributed, if you were about tzedakah in this regard, try to keep things under wraps. Don't publicize it. Certainly, dvarim shedarkon la'aseis mitzinah, certainly things which are typically done quietly, like, you know, tzedakah that's given privately to a poor man. Alachas kama kama, certainly, you'll get much greater reward if you keep it quiet, keep it bitznius, keep it between you and Hashem. Okay, so we have three things, mishpat, chesed, and tznius. Chazari shayohu, Shayahu came and further squeezed it into two. Shanamar kayam Hashem, shimru mishpat vatzu tzedakah. So it's mishpat and tzedakah. Uba amos, midan al achas, amos came and focused just on one. Shanamar kayam Hashem, he's quoting Hashem leves Yisrael, dirishuni, just seek me, that's all. Desire my closeness. Vichyu, that will give you life. Maskafla Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. How do you know it's just one thing? Ema, perhaps, the Rishuni means B'chala Torah Kula. Seek my closeness by committing to everything in the Torah. Ela, rather, B'chavakuk. V'midan alach, it was Chavakuk. Who presented it into, who encapsulated it into one concept which encompasses everything, which is the motivator for everything. Shenemar v'tzalek be'emunasa yichye, merely by striving for emuna, feeling Hashem's presence at all times, relying on Him. Right? Emuna breeds bitachon. Bitachon is the emotional reliance, believing in Hashem and Hashem, our Creator, Hashem who certainly had a reason for creating us, each individual with his own mission, with his own purpose. Hashem giving us the abilities to accomplish that mission. So believing in Hashem, in effect, is believing in our own abilities, God-given abilities. So it's believing in oneself and his abilities and his tafkid, feeling purpose, feeling personal value, self-esteem, self-value, willing to overcome challenges because of that, to achieve our desired goal, predestined by Hashem. So all that generates, infuses us with energy, positive energy, motivates us to go as far as we could. But in a nutshell, it's the emunah. That's the emphasis. Amar Rabbi Yisrael Chanina. Amar Gzeres Gazer Moshe Rabbeinu Al Yisrael. Ubo Arbo Nevim Ubitlum. Interesting thing. Moshe Rabbeinu seemed to have decreed four things, which appear not to be the most positive things regarding Klal Yisrael's future. And subsequently, these things were sort of cancelled or reinterpreted by four Nevi'im. And Farshim explained that Moshe Rabbeinu also never really meant it in an absolute negative way. It was sort of arbitrary, that could be taken both ways. And in fact, it was interpreted in a positive way by the coming Nevi'im. Moshe Amar, in Sefer Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Vishkin Yisrael betach, bodad ein Yaakov. If Klal Yisrael adheres to the standards of Yaakov Avinu, Tzadikim Yaakov Avinu, will be Badad, will be assured, will be safe, will be secure. Ba Amos Yibitlo, came Amos and says, no, Shenemar, Chadono, Miyakim Yaakov, who could live up to Yaakov Avinu's standards? Uksiv Nicham Hashem Alzois, and it says that Hashem, in fact, retracted, so to speak, and will give us safety and security, even if we're not like Yaakov Avinu. That's number one. Number two, Moshe Amar. Moshe said about Goyim Mehim Leisargia. When our nation is dispersed amongst the Goyim, we'll not have any moment of quiet, no rest. constantly on the move, constantly. Bo Yirmiyah, V'amar Yirmiyah says no. Let them be. Holeich la'gir Yisrael, even when we're in exile, Hashem is with us. Hashem will allow us to be, to live in serenity and have peace of mind. Third point, Moshe Amar, Poiked Oven, Avos Al Banim. Hashem applies the sins of the Avos and holds the kids accountable. Bo Yecheskel, and he says, no, Ubitla, canceled it. Hanefesh HaChaitet Yitomus, only the sinner is accountable, but not his descendants. And fourthly, Moshe Amar Avatem Bagoyim will be destroyed amongst the Goyim. But Yeshayo Amar, Yeshayo says, no, Vayabayamu, Yitokim Shever Godol, that great day, Hashem will call out with a shofar and gather us from throughout the nations. Nobody will be lost. Amar Rav, Mistafeinu Ma'ikra, I'm gripped with fear, says Rav, from the following pasuk, Avatem Bagoyim, which sounds like we're going to be just lost amongst the Goyim. Mask of the Rapapa. Rapapa responded, what's the big deal? Dilma, kaveda misbakesh. It doesn't mean like an item that's lost forever. An item that's being sought, that's being seeked, that people are looking for. You lose an item, you go look for it, and you find it. Siv, teisik se'ayvid, bakshav decha, we're passing it to him. Like a sheep that wanders away, and bakshav decha, we ask Hashem, please, seek our return. Elam Asevet Dekro, rather, what he was talking was about the second part of the Pasuk. V'achla eschem eretz eivechem, you'll be eaten up, you'll be destroyed, absorbed, in exile, nothing left. Maskef l'ranzutra, Mazutra responded, who says? It was meant to such an extreme. Dilma kachilas kishum dilum, perhaps. Lashon achila means partial consumption, like when a person consumes these gourds and melons, whatever. So part of it is eaten, but the rest, the seeds, which allow for regeneration and rebirth, are left over, survive. So Klal Yisrael will ultimately have a rebirth and regeneration and come back to life. Ukvar Haya, Rama Gamliel, Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Rishu, Rav Akiva. These four Tanoim were walking along Mahalchim Baderech. And they hear the tumult. The crowds, the Roman culture, which was, some learn either the actual sounds coming out of Rome, some learn they were sort of taken by the power of Rome, the culture, and some learned that they were taken by the kayach and the spiritual powers that are attributed to Rome and Shemayim. Ipalta, from the squares and the streets and of Rome. Berochik mea of Esher mil. They heard it 120 mil away. So that's how far it traveled. They were very taken by the power of Rome. The power that they exhibited. Superpower. They started crying. But Rabbi Akiva, no, Mesachek, he was smiling, he was okay with it. Amar lo, they asked him, well, what's, why are you so comfortable? You're not hurt by the fact that Rome is in control and the fact that we're in Gaulis. Amar lo, he says, look, you have a question, I have a question for you too. Va'atem. Why are you crying? Amalei said, what do you mean? Goyim alolu. Look at these goyim. Shemashtachim la'atzabim. Makashma v'skechom. They serve idols. They offer to the idols. Yoishvin betach v'hashke. Sitting in peace and serenity and enjoying material success. V'ono beis hadoi margila keno us. Our beis hamigdash. The abode of Hashem's reglaim, so to speak. Hashem's resting place. Is no longer. Was destroyed. Sarav. V'esh. Incinerated, Lanifka, you don't want us to cry, but of course we're crying. Omalan, he responds, Lakachani Masachak, that's exactly why. When I see their achievements, I see their success, it makes me happy. Lakachani Masachak, why? It's an irony, but listen to me, hear me out. Umal Kach. Look what Hashem gives to those who transgress, those who are wicked. He gives them kach, he gives them all that reward. He allows them to achieve material success, booming economy, successful lives, which is sort of a payback, right? For any good that they may have done, and then eternally they're lost, right? Hashem is so generous to those goyim. Lo yisi retainer, certainly. Those who are righteous, those who are ma'aseh nefesh, to keep the Torah. Certainly, of course, eternally. Eternally, Allah has come, certainly Hashem will not to worry, Hashem keeps track, Hashem will provide us with full reward. And there was another similar story. These Tanaim were traveling up to Yerushalayim. They came to this mountain called Haratzofim, Korabik Deim. They tore their begadim. That's the halacha when you see the Beis HaMikdash, right? Kimishigil Harabayis. When they came to Harabayis, Roshul, they see this fox, Shayotzim Beis Kachagadashim, walking out of the place where the Holy of Holiest was. And that triggered a very bitter reaction. They started crying. Upon seeing that, Rabbi Kiva Mitzachek, once again, he was in full of smiles. Amar lai. So they asked him, what's this reaction? Mipnei ma'atam Mitzachek. Amar lai, he says, well, and what about you? Pnei atam boichem, why are you crying? Amar lai, what do you mean? Makam shekosu boi v'azara kari yumis. This is the holiest place. A non-kayin enters, gets misa. V'achshav shu'olim hilchu boi v'lenivka. Now we see these animals roaming, we're not going to cry. Amar lai, he says, that's exactly why. I had just the opposite reaction. It's all being worked through. This is Hashem's plan. The pasuk says, after Hashem told Yishayahu to record the coming events of the Churban, so the pasuk makes reference to Uriah HaKohen and Zechariah. What's the connection? It's a Zechariah. Why are we connecting Uriah to Zechariah? They're speaking about different eras. Uriah, Migdash Rishon, Uriah prophesied during the first Beis HaMikdash. Zechariah, Migdash Sheni, he was many years later in Migdash Sheni. What's the connection? Ella. The pasuk means like this. It's one package deal. It's one promise. It's one process. There's a down, like a roller coaster, a down, and then it's just gathering momentum for the upward swoop, right? Ella talakosef nubuasa shel Zechariah. Zechariah spoke about the ultimate redemption, and it's linked b'nubuasa shel Uriah, with Uriah's prophecy of destruction. As it says, b'Uriah ksiv, l'chein b'glal chem tziyon sada techoresh, everything will be destroyed, u'b'Zechariah ksiv. It talks about the redemption. Oyd yeshu zekeinu zekeinu b'chav Yerushalayim, the streets of Yerushalayim will be filled with old people during the time of Geula. So now, actually, in the Skyman of Osir Shal Uriah, before Uriah's sad and, you know, Nebuah of destruction was fulfilled, there's room to be concerned. Shalit the Skyman of Osir Shal Zechariah, perhaps Zechariah's Nebuah won't either come to be. Achshav Shin Skyman of Osir Shal Uriah, but now that we see that part one, Uriah's Nebuah was in Skyim, was fulfilled, we experienced utter destruction. B'yodua, now it's known, it's guaranteed that part two will come as well. Sha'af Nevoasa Shazachariah, speaking about the Geula and the grand times, we will experience, Miskayemus will in fact be fulfilled. So that's why it triggered that effect, it triggered that reaction in my heart. Seeing one thing really opened up that picture of the future, of the grand, bright future that we will experience us in lovely. And that's the way it is. It's a process. Dark and then light. And it's necessary. It's a necessary component in the process of our existence. It leads to perfection. B'loshen Hazar Amaloid, Chachamim acknowledged and responded to him in kind. Akiva, thank you, Nicham Tanu. You have certainly consoled us. Akiva. And they said again, Nicham Tana, why the double lashon? We find it in the Pesukim as well. It says, Nachmu, Nachmu Ami, right? Unlimited consolation. Perhaps the point is that it wasn't just giving them a nechama, things will be well. He opened up their eyes. a new perspective. It's not really explained in the Gemara, but perhaps he was showing them that it's all part of the it's all vital to the system. The Gullus and the Gula is one package. In order to get to number two, you have to go through number one. To experience the light, you have to first go through the darkness. So he gave them perspective, he gave them meaning, he gave them insight. As bad as Gullus is, but somehow, it's a necessary component of our ultimate development of the ultimate Geula. Hence, the double lashon nicham tonu, which is on a more of a superficial note, and then again nicham tonu on a deeper note. Not just it's gonna be good, but even the way it is now. In a sense, it's genuinely good. You know, we say by Birchas Hamazon on Shabbos, we say Ritzei. At the end, we say Ki atu hu baal hayishuos, hu baal hanechamis. What does it mean, Baal HaYeshua? Baal. Only Hashem is the provider of Yeshua, obviously. And only Hashem is the real Baal HaNechamos. A human can just, you know, convey superficial Nechama. Empathizing, right? With a person who's going through a hard time. But only Hashem can really, Hashem who understands behind the scenes procedure. Hashem knows what's going on in reality. Only Hashem can really provide meaning. So that we appreciate, Chas v'Shalom, if there's a hardship, Hashem is the Baal HaNechamos. Explaining to us and showing to us that really, all is ultimately good, and hence, currently good as well. Okay, it's been a true pleasure learning together. Rabbi Schuss, another Masechta, Baruch Hashem. May we be Zeicha to always continue learning Torah, B'Simcha, with Bracha, with Parnasa, Nachas from the Shpacha, Gesunte Heit, Ad B'Yes Geul Tzedek. May we be Zeicha to the Geula Shleim, and as some versions have another couple of words at the end of the Masechta, Nechamtonu, Nechamtonu, it says, Hashem Yinachamenu. Amen, can you answer? Mazel tov, mazel tov.
I know you know, she's the soy sato yiro. He lonu voice the yo yiro. Oh, sweet, you don't know, you know, she's the soy sato yiro. He lonu voice the yo yiro. I know you will know she's the soy sato yiro. He lonu voice the yo yiro. Oh, sweet, you don't know, you know, she's the soy sato yiro. He lonu voice the yo yiro. Now you didn't know what's